SBS Radio.
Ginugol ni Scott Morrison at Bill Shorten ang ikalamang araw ng kampanya kahapon sa Victoria, na kung saan nangako ang koalisyon ng mahigit 150 milyong dolyar para sa pag-aayos ng mga kalsada para maluwagan ang trapiko. At sinabi naman ng Labor na gagastos ito ng 250 milyong dolyar para mabawasan ang waiting list sa elective surgery. Narito ang ulat ni Greg Diet na sinalin sa wikang Filipino. Patuloy ang kampanya ng Labor sa pag-aayos ng pangangalaga sa kalusugan kung ito ay mananalo sa 18 ng Mayo. At ang pinakahuling pangako ni Bill Shorten ay paglalaan ng 250 milyong dolyar para mabawasan ang paghihintay sa listahan ng elective surgery.
When we talk about waiting lists increasing 10% under the Liberal National government in Canberra, what that means is it means a lot of our fellow Australians, hundreds of thousands of them, are waiting longer to have painful surgery resolved. If you want to be Prime Minister of Australia, the pain which ordinary Aussies are going through should be a priority. That's why Labor's going to find additional money in our budget, because we prioritise reducing the waiting times of our fellow Australians. That's what this announcement is about.
Ito ang pinakahuling pahayag pagkatapos ng multibilyong dolyar na pangako ng Labor na magbigay ng libreng konsultasyon mula sa mga espesyalista sa mga may sakit ng cancer. Sinabi ni Simon Birmingham ng koalisyon, si Bill Shorten ay nangangako na hindi naman niya matutupad.
It seems the vast majority will still face potential costs, will still face essentially the same situation we have already. Now our government has been very clear, we continue to back investment in terms of cancer treatment and services. That's why we've listed so many cancer drugs on the pharmaceutical benefits scheme. It's why we've supported record levels of health funding growing by more than 60%. And even there, when it comes to hospital funding, you can see again that Mr. Shorten is making promises that he just can't keep.
Hindi lamang mga kalaban sa politika ang nagkikwestiyon sa mga pangako ni Shorten. Nagpa siyang kumpronta ni Rob Gibbs na may sakit na cancer si Shorten at ipinahayag ang pagkadismaya niya sa kung paano siya ginagamot ng pamahalaang Labor ng Victoria. Si Gibbs ay dating volunteer sa Country Fire Authority at hinala niya na ang kanyang cancer ay dahil sa kanyang trabaho bilang volunteer.
Honestly, Bill, it's just hard to believe that you're saying you're going to help out in cancer and everything else for people. I've spent the last 4 years in and out of hospital that long that my daughter's worried that is her dad ever going to come home.
Sinabi ni Gibbs sa mga reporter, kung mabibigyan ng pagkakataon, tatanungin din niya ng parang katanungan si Scott Morrison.
So if Scott Morrison was here, what would you do?
I'd ask Morrison the same thing. Exactly the same thing. And I'd ask him why they haven't actually... It's not that hard to work together and make the country a better country. And, you know, everyone's health is so important. I don't care who you are, we all should be entitled to a decent health system.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.